Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
They're so different, you know what I mean? Like, it could be love, it could be hate, you know what I mean? It's just so emotional. But, I mean, I don't really know. You know, I don't really know because, you know, the last year kind of took a lot out of me. And consider, you know, what my years was before then. You know, just one decision kind of, you know, messed that up. And I'm okay with that. But they're kind of up and down. But I only want to think about, you know, my career and what I can do to better myself as a person and as a player.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's the voice of Tim Anderson. He's back in Chicago. He is now the shortstop of the Florida Marlins, and they'll be playing the Cubs this weekend. Obviously, starting today, first pitch at 1:20. The preview of the game starts at 12:45 here on The Score.
White Sox did not pick up his $14 million option. Wise move on their part because he was bad last year. Not only bad, I think he, by his standards, was terrible. 245 batting average in 493 at bats. It was time to move on for everyone. Change of scenery, try to benefit him. Wasn't a lot of interest in Tim Anderson. The Marlins pick him up 1 year, $5 million. So he comes in and arrives at Wrigley Field hitting 267 this year. Without a home run yet, two runs batted in, playing shortstop every day for a team that is struggling right now. The Marlins off to a bad start, and Tim Anderson back in town sounded a little mixed emotions, but also, I think, accepting of the fact, Mully, that he needed a change of scenery.
Well, I got a lot of time for Tim Anderson, and he was a good servant of the White Sox and was a hell of a player for a long while there, but things kind of went off the boil. I would argue that maybe Tim is responsible as anyone for why that happened. And unfortunately, you know, he did not do enough to earn them picking up that $14 million option.
I agree with that.
It's as much his fault as anyone else.
No doubt about it. And I think that when you look at players like Tim Anderson, it was maybe a lot of responsibility carrying around as the face of the franchise, if you will, as the catalyst to that team. And yet nobody doubted if he was ready for it. And then he's got to hold himself responsible and accountable for not living up to those expectations. It was 3 years ago this August when he hit the home run in the cornfields.
Yep.
The homer in the corn.
That was amazing.
Joe Buck said this guy, why he should be the face of baseball. And he talked yesterday about what burden that created.
It could be tough at times, you know, but we're here now, you know, and people are having fun, you know, they're bat flips and people are expressing themselves. And, you know, just to finally, you know, see the game and where it is now, you know, it's in a good spot. And overall, you know, I'm happy. You know, I'm not really worried about nothing else. You know, I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm in a good place. And I'm continuing to keep working on myself to, you know, continue to keep getting better and get back to, you know, the player that I used to be.
you know, it's tough because when you think about kind of his fall from grace, it's a lot like the White Sox, right? 3 years ago, Russ Dorsey wrote a really good column for the MLB Network about how the Sox were the, you know, up and coming team in MLB. You know, they're winning the AL Central title in 2020. They got this core that's going well, and they got club control of everyone.
Then what happened?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, what happened is right now they're the worst team in baseball. That's what happened.
And right now they're being compared by Jason Stark, who knows a little something about baseball. He's got a story on The Athletic comparing them to the worst team in baseball history, the 62 Mets.
I wouldn't argue it. I think it's well worth.
Oh my gosh!
I know it's well worth kind of looking at things like that, David. The thing that Russ wrote about that just stopped me cold because I had not thought about it, frankly, is that because the White Sox payroll is where it is, and they are not, you know, over investing in the team. Should we put it that way? They're not paying any luxury tax or anything. As a result of that, they are. They changed the rules of the draft. So because they're not a revenue-sharing team, they have the fifth pick in the draft in 2024. That is locked in. They are the fifth choice. Because they're in the top 10, next year, the earliest they can draft is the 10th pick. They are going through the worst season, as you say, maybe ever. And they're going to be the worst team in baseball. And the gift for that, the reward, is that they'll pick 10th. It's not like they're going to be sitting there because they've been so awful,
right,
and they're going to be able to take, yeah, you know.
Well, they're so far gone that one draft pick, draft class is not going to make any sort of impact.
I understand that. But my point is they've picked the wrong year to bottom out.
They did. But it's inevitable. They are bottoming out. The descent began last year, 101 losses. Tim Anderson was a part of that slog of a season. And so, obviously, when he gathered the Chicago media before the rainout yesterday, he was asked about what went wrong and how did things sour with the Sox.
We weren't winning. You know, you weren't really winning. And I don't know, man. A lot of my decisions as well, you know, off the field, you know, kind of interrupted with a lot of things as well. We understood that. And it's hard to, you know, it's hard to win when you don't have the right guys to go out and compete. You know what I mean? And that want to win it. But you know, that don't have anything to do with with where we are now. I'm only looking forward. I'm not looking back. You know, I wish them well. But I'm gonna continue to keep, you know, trusting my process and, you know, continue to keep going and growing.
Prove it year for Tim Anderson. It's a one year prove it deal.
You know, he mentions his off field decision. I mean, he knows that he's as much the architect of his downfall as anyone.
I think that's maturity.
He's
30 years old, and we saw him grow up kind of on the South Side and go through some of the different things that he went through pretty publicly last year, uncomfortably so. And so this is still a guy who I find very likable. The bat flip mentality you attribute to Tim Anderson, certainly. And I just wonder what's next for him. The Marlins, you know, could be a long-term home for him depending on how the season goes. I hope he reinvents himself and starts to hit with the power we started to see with him at times with the White Sox. You know, Mully, I don't need to remind you. I mean, he had four seasons there that were over 300, and he was one of these guys that you thought was always going to fall out of bed hitting. And that's the one thing you could count on. And that hasn't been the case lately, so let's hope he can rediscover that. And just you hear him talk, and it reminds you and takes you back to a time when anything seemed possible for him. And now, unfortunately, he's kind of at a crossroads with his career.
Yeah, well, I mean, is there a way back?
I think so. I mean, I think that you can see examples of Major League Baseball that he's not 35. You know, he's not a guy that is washed up. He's got to be more consistent than he has. And maybe he sounded, at least he's saying, he's number one, he's taking responsibility for his role in the Sox demise. He's also sounding, and he said that he's in a better place physically and mentally.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Than he has been in a very long time.
I got to tell you, he doesn't sound overly confident to me. And I think that what we saw happen over the course of his career, for whatever reason, you know, whether it was the off-the-field stuff and his and you know, putting his marriage in peril, whatever way you want to term it, I think it was his lack of confidence that really kind of – he seems kind of – battered mentally.
Well, he's fueled by charisma and confidence and swagger. That's part of the bat flip mentality. He doesn't look like a guy that is got that swagger back yet. It's going to be gradual, though. He's 17 games into a season in a new environment, a new city, a new team, and I don't know if I heard a guy who lacks confidence. He might lack just a certain comfort level as he continues to adapt and adjust. I think from a baseball perspective, you do wonder where the power went. You look at his background. He had 20 home runs in 2018, 18 homers in 2019. He had some pop in that bat that we haven't really seen.
No.
You didn't see it last year. He has yet to homer this year.
No.
And that, to me, is when he starts doing that, driving the ball more than he has. Maybe that will be the first sign, but I don't disagree. I mean, you don't hear somebody who you're like, oh boy, I believe in Tim Anderson again. I think we'll start to believe in Tim Anderson again when he starts to sound more like he believes in himself.
I just feel like the whole thing's a train wreck. Everybody involved in it, the White Sox, what happened, the Tony La Russa experiment, the whole bloody thing. It's hard to sit back and look at it right now and feel anything other than you just kind of shake your head and you throw your hands up to a certain extent. And it's just none of it's good, David. None of it is good.
Well, none of it is good. And you wonder about if it can end up being historically bad, which is what Jason Stark asked the question. He says he found himself in a debate in the press box in Philadelphia. The topic was one that no team wants to get dragged into. Which team has the best chance to supplant the 62 Mets as the losingest team of the modern era, the 3-15 White Sox or the 4-15 Rockies? You debate that. Meanwhile, the Marlins, 4-15, they would like a word. There are a lot of bad teams. There's three really bad teams in baseball. One of them's on the north side this weekend. One of them lives on the south side.
And the other one has a former Cubs MVP on it.
Exactly.
So there are connections.
There are connections. There are always connections.
It's tough. I am curious, and how do I put this? I'm very curious to see how Tim Anderson is received this weekend. And by that, I simply mean, you know, Javi shows up on the south side and people boo him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone on the north side could care. I don't think Tim Anderson is even worthy of the booze.
It might be a smattering. Yeah, as they say,
I don't think anyone.
You always say smattering and smattering of booze. I think they could be smattering. Now, if he homers, hits his first home run of the season, and he flips his bat,
that's different.
It'll be a throaty, lusty booing.
We were talking about, since we're on the White Sox theme here a little bit, right? The connection, obviously. 10 runs. I put the over under at 10 in the first segment of the show for the amount of runs the White Sox possibly could score in three games against the Phillies. David, I think you had it at 6. Right,
yeah.
And Brandon kind of saw it in the middle. But like, what are the chances? What kind of odds could you get of Tim Anderson hitting a home run at Wrigley Field this weekend?
Have to look into that.
What is Hendricks pitching Sunday?
Sunday.
That's a pretty good chance. He's seen him before. Kyle Hendricks throwing batting practice currently. Tim Anderson has 60 at bats this season without a home run. I think Sunday would be the day.
Are you saying that Tim Anderson leaves Chicago with his first home run?
No, yes. I'm not saying that at all. Don't put words in my mouth.
No.
Get those words out of my mouth.
I think.
No!
He has the lowest odds that I see right now to hit a home run in this game. Plus 1060.
I mean, he's not a pioneer.
The lowest.
$100 to win 1060.
Let's do a whip around, and we'll come up with a dollar and make a bet.
He's not home run. He's not home run today.
Who wants to throw a quarter into that pool?
No, not me. Unless the wind is mightily at his back, blowing out to left field, I cannot see him.
I just wonder if Cub fans would even waste a boo on him.
See, that's my point. I don't think he's.
Recognize him?
That's my point. I think that he's so far under the radar now. I just don't even know.
This guy went from being the face of baseball.
But there might be some people having a beer, you know, taking a snake out in the outfield and say, hey, did that guy play for the White Sox? I recognize that name.
Maybe that.
Seriously.
I always thought, though, that he should be the face of baseball thing was a little exaggerated and overstated. He was the face of the White Sox. I don't know that he was the face of baseball. Maybe for one shining moment in the Iowa cornfield, he was.
That's why.
But I don't know. He's not going to homer this weekend. If Jake Berger were healthy, he'd be homering. Waveland Avenue would be the place to be if Jake Berger were healthy.
Wow.
But he's not.
We got a texter saying that he's going to go see the Sox when they go to Milwaukee this year, that he doesn't want to give any money to Jerry. God.
You get swept there, too?
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, you could go get a nice Italian sandwich at that place, Glorioso's. It's a good spot.
Nice ballpark, too.
And it's a great place to see
That's a ballpark
game.
They're not trying to get out of.
Yeah.
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 It'll be more than 1,000 people there, too, by the seventh inning.
You could hit the Indian casino.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.